BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hiya, here is the Scott Mills Daily Free Download for Wednesday the 31st of October, actual Halloween. On it, a special Halloween edition of 24 Years at the Tap End. Becky's obsessed with organ music, I might be getting a parrot as a gift for Christmas, and McFly came in to see us, lovely boys, revealing all sorts of stuff, generally about them being naked on I Have Never, and they also played Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi McFly.
Hello.
Hi Scott.
Oh, it's good to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Good.
Matching outfits, ahoy.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
It's our uniform now.
If you want to see us, we're on the Radio 1 website. Right now, you can watch us and everything.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's changed, isn't it?
Oh.
Do you remember, back in the day, it was just a couple of photos and a rubbish webcam that went off every 10 minutes. And now, look, you can watch us live.
Where is it?
It's on the Radio 1 website. You can look, there you are.
Oh.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. White shirts and red ties. You're going anywhere
told
nice.
You first, you could have joined us.
I know.
You said we should have brought a tie for you.
I know.
You're not even wearing a shirt.
I know, but why are you?
You just want to look smart for use.
Well, like, but I always like a tramp. why would you do that?
We want to show you up even more.
Okay, good. I'm just having a little leaf through your book. Went straight for the pictures.
That, by the way, that's genuinely a present to you. That's not just like, here's our book, you know, talk about it. Because you see at the beginning, we've written you a
little... I wrote you a little message.
Oh, hang on, I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks for all your support over the years. We really appreciate it, and we salute you.
Danny wrote that.
Oh, God. Thank you very much. There's some really good haircuts in here.
My one is shocking.
Actually...
I've got a mullet.
We tweeted a picture on the Radio 1 Twitter earlier... And it's on the Radio 1 Facebook as well. And it is a picture of... It is Harry and Dougie at Radio 1 Live in Brighton, and me with a massive moon face. And Chris Moyles is going, whoa, behind us. But we've kind of replaced his face with a pumpkin.
With a pumpkin, I saw.
Did you see that?
I saw, yeah. It was good.
That was probably, what, 2005,
maybe
six?
7 years ago, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, we need to congratulate one of the members of the band today. For picking up something last night.
That sounds wrong.
What?
Spectacle wearer of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
we should probably say it's Tom.
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
How do you enter that?
I don't know what the how do you qualify? I think you just have to wear glasses to qualify for this. Right. I felt bad picking up an award for my poor eyesight. It's like Harry a week ago. Harry won like super best looking amazing ab male of the year or something, and then I won
award for having
congratulations.
Bad eyes.
You can't
don't see good.
You don't see good. You've got wonky eye award.
Well, that's quite good, though, isn't it?
But I was very honoured. I think it's more to like inspire kids who get bullied for wearing glasses.
Hmm. And there's a nice picture of you and Sue Pollard from the 80s.
Yeah, she also won. Yeah, she won Style Icon Award, Spec Wear Icon Award, I think. Yeah.
And is the award like a massive pair of glasses?
It's a big pair of glasses, yeah.
I thought it might
it's
be.
It's very
yeah.
nice. It's a well-built award.
Is it?
I have to say, yeah.
You must have quite a lot now.
Yeah, we've got a few. Do you know what? We probably shouldn't say, but our Brit Awards are falling apart.
Are they?
Yeah, they're literally falling apart. Yeah. Yeah, I think they've got a bit better made though.
I've had to put mine in with the cereal because it's not really look. It's started to rust
with the cereal in the cereal cupboard.
But it's in the cereal.
Why does
cupboard.
That make things not fall apart?
Well, it's just so you know. See it.
What he's saying is, he's saying that the cereal cupboard isn't. I mean, it's just a cupboard for cereal. It's not that important. Is what he's saying. Whereas normally, it probably was used
but
to be.
It's rusting though.
It probably used to be like in the loo or something.
Yeah, that might make.
I've not seen mine since the video shoot.
Mm. Oh, you lost it.
Really? Yeah.
Have you ever lost awards?
Yeah. Well, actually, they all seem to end up at your house, don't they, Tom? For some reason,
they congregate.
You get
mine.
One. You see, you only get
you
one.
Only get one so
see, I don't think that's right.
No. Yeah, no. We have to share them, and sometimes they don't even give you them. We've been to awards before, and they're like, oh, you know, congratulations, and then you get off stage, you're like, give that back now.
Or you have to pay for it afterwards.
Or pay for it, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, like, even when Dougie won the jungle, you know, you get given that big scepter thing.
When you won the jungle.
Yeah. Well, you won the jungle. They didn't let him keep the jungle.
Jungle.
They didn't let him keep the big scepter king thing.
And as much as I love Strictly, my award is pretty... underwhelming, isn't it?
So what we're saying is we don't want to win any awards anymore.
Yeah, we're
moaning about winning. Keep your tacky, shoddy awards. We don't want them. They'll end up in our cereal cupboard.
Just going to go in the cereal cupboard, that's right. Yeah. What I really noticed when I went to... It was the year before that you won the Jungle. And you know that bridge that you walk over when you've won?
Yeah.
Or when you have to leave?
Yeah.
I went out to do the kind of... the panel for ITV2 the year before, that bridge is rubbish.
What do you mean?
It just doesn't look any good. Like, it looks brilliant on TV, but when you're actually there...
It's like us. We look good on TV, rubbish in real life.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, is that it?
They tell you as well, you're not allowed to like jump on it and yeah, you have to
it doesn't
walk
look
slowly,
safe.
Don't they?
Yeah. I don't know if it is.
A couple
safe,
of fire, like, kind of like a little fireworks go off, like, psh, 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 you're like, oh, looks much better on TV. Anyway. Can I just ask everybody, how is everyone coping now that there's no McFly Day anymore on Radio 1?
Not very well.
Very sad.
Yeah, really noticing sad. It in your bank balance at all? Or?
Yeah, my PRS checks are really thin.
Yeah, I've had to quit. Gym membership and all sorts.
Have you?
Yeah.
We've got like
it's
a little
sad.
OD.
There's a nice tradition going on there, and it's over now.
Well, it was on for a very long time.
I
mean,
really
to be honest, it was every Friday for about 20 years. So
can you start it again, please?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Here it is. So I need to play your song.
Oh, we've got a present for you.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
Present.
This is especially for you.
Okay.
It says
made just for Scott Mills, and you haven't just written it on.
It's not been written on, and if you look inside, there's a nice picture as well.
It's you.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Doesn't she look nice?
No, but it's that's really sweet. Thank you. So this is the best of McFly. Memory Lane. It's a bit of like an old man thing, isn't it? Old trip down memory lane.
It's the name of one of the songs off the second album, is it?
Second album, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it that there's people listening all over the world. I'm in Brazil. They love you in Brazil, right? You showed me those pictures on your phones when I last saw you.
Yeah, we love them in Brazil too. I mean, they just show us the best time. Every time we go out there, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm 20 minutes late to a meeting so I can listen to McFly. It was 100% worth it. From Sophie.
Thanks, Soph.
It's really cheered me up. I've been sick all day off school. It's such a good song. That's from Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon.
Shannon, thank yes. Shannon. And Courtney Crisp says, I'm listening to Love Is Easy. Absolutely love it. So it's all good.
Good. Oh, thank you so much for your comments, everyone.
You've got a little gag for Courtney, haven't you, Danny?
Why?
You know the Courtney gag?
Which one's that?
The one you were doing all day in the signing yesterday.
Can't remember.
That their knees have been to court.
Terrible.
I sat next to Danny for about 3 hours in a signing, listening to stuff.
Danny's
like
the king of awful puns, like really bad uncle
in
jokes.
And out. Yeah, it's just gone now. It's gone. Mom's gone.
Are you going on tour or anything like that?
We are next year. Yeah, I think we're announcing it in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be touring early next year, which we can't wait for.
Do you still have to practice?
Yeah.
You say that. We go into rehearsals with such good intentions, and then within a couple of days, we're like, yeah, that would do.
Yeah, so we get in. We're late getting in as well. So we get there like midday, and then we get to like 1:30. We're like, we've probably done enough for
today. Should we go? Are you like, darling? I've been in this business 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm rehearsing. I know how It's All About You goes. Thanks. I always see you tweet about Rockneck. Can you please tell me what that is?
Rockneck.
It's like first... Well, I tell anyone who wants to know what it is, just sit for like an hour and a half. Our set's about an hour and a half.
Hour and 45 minutes.
Yes. And just throw your head around. Like headbang as much as you can. Throw your head around like you've never thrown it around before for an hour and a half, and then see how you feel the next
Don't get
day.
Me wrong, there's not necessarily headbanging at our gig, but...
No, but like...
You know, you see the guys and you know... there's mosh pits and all sorts.
It is a physical show.
No, I mean, the three guys, you know, on the
Sorry
guitar...
Sorry for you sit down at that
hey,
for an
whoa,
hour and
whoa,
half.
Whoa. Hang on, mister.
Hang on, sister.
Whoa, sister! I ain't finished. So basically, I'm saying they're really energetic. They're not just hanging their beds. They're not just banging their heads. They're
hanging
like.
Their beds.
I was going to say, your gigs must have really changed since I last saw you.
They're jumping around and they're running around. It's really physical. So the next day, everyone wakes up literally. Like,
apart from you.
Apart from me, yeah.
But do you get drum neck?
I do get a little drum neck, yeah, but I prepare myself physically. These guys aren't professional.
You know, we're getting old now as well.
This is the Scott Mills Daily. More from McFly in a minute, but now hit the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end. At the tap end.
It's back. It's time for more 24 years at the tap end.
It's a Halloween themed. Do you call it a special? I mean, is that too far?
Yes.
Yes. It's a Halloween edition of 24 years at the tap end.
Episode.
If you're keen.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Keen?
Keen.
I'm going to take you to my 18th year at the tap end if you're keen.
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 I'm very keen for all of the above.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Studdo.
Not steady. Ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Now there'll be a gap.
There'll be a short gap whilst I get the papers in order, Scott. Okay, 18th year at the tap end, keen.
Ready. Yes.
Ready.
Ready.
Halloween time was a very exciting time at Glen Eyre Halls, my old halls at Southampton University. It was a great excuse to mix two important parts of student life, partying and fancy dress.
Yes.
This was also one of the first major fancy dress events since Freshers' Week, which I was still recovering from. I got a really bad bout of Freshers' Flu.
Did you?
When I was a fresher.
Mm.
Did you have the same? You weren't a student, were you?
No, never a student,
yeah,
really.
But he picks it up from his gigs.
Yes, you get it every year, don't you?
To be honest, I do.
I've never been able to pinpoint exactly what it is.
I have. It's getting off of people.
Is it?
Yeah, getting off of people and not enough sleep.
I'm joking, obviously. I think it is a mix of things. I don't think it is one thing.
Did you get a Freshers' Flu jab?
Good, I don't know.
Is it like, does this year's one protect you against like swine, H1N1 and Freshers?
I was still sharing a room whilst the uni found me alternative accommodation, but I had started to meet a few people on nights out. And I'd become particularly good friends with four girls and a couple of guys from D Block.
Oh, yeah.
Who I had arranged to go out with on Halloween. The plan was a good one. My halls bar, Glen Bar, was going to throw a Halloween party. And then everyone was going to head into town on buses to a club called Icon.
Yes.
Where the main event was happening. The day had arrived and I went out to go get my fancy dress outfit. I wanted to keep it on the cheap and wasn't feeling particularly creative, so decided to go for a standard devil outfit. Red cape, red horns, a tail, and one of those forks that devils carry.
Oh, no, not a sexy devil. Did you go as a sexy devil?
No. What's a sexy devil?
I don't understand. Why does it have to be sexy? Because it's Halloween. Why is that?
I don't know. This is probably one for Becky, then. I was...
What?
Well, no, because it's a girl. Last time you saw her in a sexy outfit.
We don't really see blokes doing the sexy...
No, I meant... fancy dress.
Valid point, though.
No, I meant fancy dress. Oh, God.
I just ordered a Ghostbusters outfit yesterday with full proton pack.
Is it a sexy Ghostbusters?
No, but it's a normal Ghostbusters, but the female option is a sexy Ghostbusters, so it's like it's cut away where the cleavage is and everything's sort of rolled up. No proton pack for the female option, though, I don't think.
Women aren't allowed to operate machinery.
Yeah. I appreciate that for girls it's really difficult to look hot and scary. And on these nights, some do achieve it. It's true, though, it is difficult for girls to look scary and hot, wouldn't you say, Becky?
I don't know, I've never really thought about it.
Well, I mean, when you're planning...
I normally choose, one or the other.
But what are you planning for Halloween? What?
I'd probably just shove a sheet over my head and cut two eye holes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very minimal effort.
I would cut holes there!
Oh, no,
why would I cut holes there? I'm going as a ghost!
Sexy ghost. Sexy ghost. Why don't handsomers do that? Simple. Just the thought of Becky and a ghost and a sheet. Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
Gather myself. Anyway, I got myself over to Glenbar where the first party was happening for our halls. It was filling up nicely. It was clearly going to be a busy one. The bar looked great as well. They had draped off different... Sorry.
Are you thinking about me and my ghost outfit again? again, it makes you happy.
They had drank... Sorry. That's it.
Is that the end?
Sorry, everyone. We're going to have to postpone.
Do you want a song to think about it?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is it easier if I leave the room? Shall I leave the room for the rest of what's happened?
No, it's fine. Don't. It's just, I just won't look at you. They drape...
Is it because the word drape makes you think of me putting a sheet over my head?
I know this. I'm sorry. Okay. The bar looked great. They...
Okay, you say the bar looked great. I'll say they draped.
They
and then
draped
you can
off
get
different
off.
Areas.
Okay.
The bar. Oh. The bar looked great as well.
They draped off different areas.
And put cobwebs and Halloween decorations everywhere. Halloween cocktails were on. I can't remember the names of them, but I remember two of them were called Pumpkin Punch and Satan's Balls.
Oh, jeez.
I like how Becky's just giving up.
I'm having a chocolate.
We had a great time. Apart from every half hour or so when the smoke machine would interfere with the fire alarms and everyone would be kicked out. This didn't dampen spirits, though, and everyone boarded the buses to head into Southampton town centre to the club called Icon, and its Halloween party. As I walked through the doors, the wall of sound and heat hit me. It was a banging night. So many people all in fancy dress. I'm not a great dancer, but having the devil's fork helped. It's far easier to dance with something in your hands.
True.
The Halloween tunes were on. In the hustle and bustle, I was pushed a couple of times. I didn't say anything and let it go. I was having a good time. But the couple of guys next to me wouldn't let it drop and kept shoulder barging into the people I was with. The music changed and on came the Ghostbusters theme. This was my Halloween song. I loved it. If you got the audio tape for this biography, press play now.
Oh, okay.
I've provided you with music.
You could have warned me about this.
I did. I've put it in there. You just need to press play. That's the one.
Yes.
Now, this is like my not just Halloween anthem. When I hear this, I get excited.
I think it's
not
one
like
of,
that.
I think it's one of Ray Parker Jr.'s best.
This has been one of my favourite songs from a young age, and I just wanted to enjoy it.
Do you think he's rich off of that song?
Yes.
Do you think?
Oh, I don't know, actually, because don't you get rich from songs if they're always played on the radio?
I bet you he lives in like a massive mansion in LA just because of that song.
Although, wasn't he in that TV advert for 118, whatever it is?
Was he?
Yeah. So maybe he's not as
okay,
loaded
possibly
as you
not,
think
then. Maybe I'm wrong.
Back to Ghostbusters. I wasn't going to let anyone ruin my moment, but the blokes next to me kept on pushing. Then out of nowhere, one of them really knocked into me, sending me and the girl I was with to the ground. The Ghostbusters music took over, and I felt the need to have a go at this guy. Ironically, he was dressed as a ghost. Not my...
Not my sort of ghost.
Not Becky's kind.
Where was his other hole?
Ironically, he was dressed as a ghost, and that combined with the music sent me into action. I didn't have a proton pack with me, but I did have my pitchfork, and I pronged him hard with it. His mates piled in, and a pushing match ensued. Within moments, I was grabbed by security and forcibly removed from the club. I was told I was banned and to not return again.
Seriously, how many places have you been banned from? Because this is a recurring theme.
Two. It's fine. Three.
So did they put a picture up of you? You know,
three
like
in a cab company.
When people are banned, did they put a picture up of you in your devil's outfit? Do not let this man in.
No, there was no sort of wanted pictures or anything. I was just told. And as a first year, you do what you're told, don't you?
Because you could have probably got in dressed as yourself.
Not,
they were
Becky,
expecting a sexy
lie.
Devil.
I did go back again.
Yeah, I thought you probably would have done.
But I went incognito.
What? In a
moustache? Dressed as a ghost.
No, I was dressed as a sheep, if you must know.
What did you wear for a sheep?
It was like a black top with cotton wool stuck all over it.
What, so you went home changed into a sheep costume and came back?
No, this was a later date.
Oh, right. I'll just go and put on that sheep outfit and then I'll never know.
No, there was a social going to that same club and I thought, right, well, it's a different fancy dress. I'm as a sheep. Mm. They won't recognise me, will they? Because devil to sheep is... It'd be hard to...
It's quite different.
It seemed a bit unfair and they confiscated my pitchfork. I consoled myself with cheesy chips on the way home, walking on my own back to Glen Eyre Halls, quite literally tail in hand. It hadn't been the ideal end to my first Halloween in Southampton.
Tail in hand?
No, not like that. It was... No, I had a... It was a devil tail.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's, swinging it about on your walk home?
Well, yeah, but that's the catch... That's the phrase, isn't it? Tail in hand.
Tail between your legs, was it?
Was that what I was meant to say? Not tail
yeah.
in hand?
I think that's tail in hand is something else.
I can rewrite that then. Yeah. Okay, I went back, to my... Walking on my own back to Glen Eyre Halls, quite literally, with tail in...
My tail
between... Tail between legs.
My legs, yeah.
Good. Theme tune?
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did...
4 years at the top end.
At the top end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am quite concerned today because... You know when you do a little bit of digging to find out what people may be getting you for Christmas? It's that time, you know? And I don't know whether this is actually happening. And I hope it isn't because... Well, I just hope it isn't. My flatmate is telling me that someone has got me a parrot for Christmas.
Amazing.
An actual live parrot.
That would be incredible.
But why would it, though?
Because it would just repeat everything you said all the time.
Can you imagine? Like, seriously, a parrot? Mm. Me, right, think about my house. You've been to my house. Think about my house, that downstairs bit, a massive cage, and a huge, great big parrot.
The things that
all
parrot
right, treacle,
could say, it would be amazing.
The things it will see.
Can you imagine? Like,
go on, pigs! Go on, pigs!
Exactly.
Go on, pigs!
It would do my head in.
It would be amazing. You can train it to do all sorts.
But what... possibly possesses someone to think, I know what I'll get, Scott.
Maybe.
A parrot.
Is it a close friend? Maybe they're trying to use it as like a private detective.
Yeah.
Like if your friend thinks you're having an affair, the parrot is the best thing to get.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Because if you'll be like on the phone to, you know, like arranging like secret liaisons, and the parrot will then be like, meet Jane at 3 o'clock. Meet Jane at 3 o'clock.
Under the bridge.
I don't know who Jane is. Under the bridge. I like it that you keep saying.
Yeah.
What am I doing with Jane under
Great
a bridge? Well, I don't understand where this is going.
No, right. I think it's brilliant. It's like a spy.
Mm. Okay.
And you can train it to spy on others as well. It works both ways.
Right. He said, look, I'll read you some of the text. Don't hold me to it, but I think it's a parrot. Then I can't read what I've put back.
Yeah. Don't you think it's a bit bad that he's telling you? Like, if this is a big surprise... I think it's bad that he's told you.
I put, are you serious? Why would I want that? He's put, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. I've put, it's not funny. That's weird.
Mm. Why does he think it's a parrot?
Well, that was my next question. Yeah. What leads you to this conclusion? I think they've already bought it. I've put, you're winding me up. I know you too well. He said, it's exotic, comes in a cage and talks. I'm not winding you up.
And it's definitely, yeah.
What else could it be?
It could be like a dancer from a strange nightclub. I quite like it. That would be better than a parrot. Imagine if you just had someone like on a podium in your lounge all the time. No.
He's got you one of the dream boys. So I would kind of prefer.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Right, I want to play a little game now called I Have Never. Have you ever played this before?
I have never.
Yeah, so basically, it's
no,
what it says.
I have never played it before.
You have never played it?
I have never.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. So we each think of something that you have never done, okay? For instance, I've never ridden a giraffe. So we go around the room and we ask people if you have done that. If you have, then you have to tell us about the story in some detail. And normally at university it would be to, what, down a pint or something?
Something like that.
Let's
Ready to
one. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yeah. But we've got some slightly out-of-date pickled onions.
Oh, I love pickled onions.
Not these you don't. No, they're absolutely fine. Have we got time to do this now? Should we do it?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like nearly time for the actual news. Should we do one? Okay, I'll start then. Here we go. Right, so I have never streaked in public. Dougie.
I have.
Details.
Well, we've all done it quite a few times.
Let's be honest, you're not often with your clothes on, are you?
Exactly, yeah. There's too many times, really.
Okay, well, just give us a good
G-A-Y.
One.
G-A-Y.
And I
also set my pubic region on fire. It's called the flaming. What? So now I have to eat something.
Yeah, that's
because I was truthful.
You've eaten worse.
You have eaten worse. What are you complaining about? You've eaten like kangaroo stuff.
Wasn't there an incident? Let's not go into details, but I'm sure there was an incident with a Hoover on this show.
Didn't he get into trouble for that? I remember like hearing he did something with a Henry Hoover.
Yes.
And he was really like
Henry
was
wasn't happy.
No, I lost my virginity.
Oh,
really?
God! We were young and crazy. Tom?
What, the naked in public?
Mm.
Yeah, I've been naked in public.
Okay, detail.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because I don't think I've ever been naked in public on my own. It's always been as a group with you guys.
Yeah.
When have we been naked in public? When have I been naked in public?
I don't know. I remember when I've been naked on public.
On public.
On public?
I've been naked on public.
On the public.
Actually, on my stag do, these guys, I was very ill, and these guys had to get me naked and put me in the shower.
Well, we didn't have to get him naked, but it was just fun.
Yeah.
Danny Jones.
I suppose I put it on Twitter when I was naked when Dougie won the I'm a Celeb. I said, if he wins, I will pose nude.
Right, but it's pickled onions all round, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I swam naked in Australia, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
In shark-infested water.
Becky?
No.
Never done it?
No.
How about now?
Do it.
On the webcam.
It.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah, for the lads.
For the lads.
For the pickled onions
on the cameras.
Yeah, I have. I had to run to popular... Are you all right?
No, he's really not.
I can't stand these things.
I think we've just killed Danny with a pickled onion.
Go on, Danny. Do it.
Okay, anyway, yes, Chris.
Yeah, I had to run to a Subway store and bat naked.
Why?
Just
for lol.
Just felt right.
Just for lol.
What, a Subway?
What's a Subway store?
Just for a foot.
Chris, would you like to bring yours to the table, please? And we'll see if anyone else has. Something you've never done.
The pickled onion thing as well.
Yeah, they're nice.
Are they?
Okay.
You hate them, Danny.
But I need something
I need cheese with it or something.
I haven't done that these guys probably have.
Give me a cracker.
I've never snogged a celebrity.
Interesting.
Yes.
Hey, let's go.
Have you noticed? Is that your thing? You've never done that?
No.
Should we make that change right now?
Let's try.
Do you want to?
Such a tart. Danny.
Have I? I don't remember how.
Have you?
Dougie? Snog Dougie.
Do each other count? Because then we all have.
No, because you're always snogging each other.
Yeah, we've all touched tongues at some point.
Yeah, I'm not part of this, thank you, Tom. I can't
have you
remember.
Not me and you have never touched tongues.
Yeah, thank goodness
me
for that.
Me and Danny and me and Dougie have. And I think Dougie and Danny
I think
have.
You should do it now.
No, I'm all right, mate.
So you never know, but like, if you're the only
set of pickled onions, Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Not so keen now. Harry, over to you.
What about it? Yes, I've snogged a celebrity, yeah.
Who was that?
She is... It's in the book.
Yeah.
Get the book. All good bookstores available.
I can't imagine who you mean.
Well, actually, my wife-to-be was on Britain's Got Talent, so... Maybe
yes.
She was a celebrity, kind of, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of like a Z-lister, do you know what I mean? But, so I'm going to go with Izzy, my lovely darling Izzy.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Not the other one.
Not the other one.
I don't think we need to talk about her.
Nah, do you know what? It's ridiculous because I've been asked. Yeah, I've been asked about it so many times, and I'm just thinking, like, aren't people really bored of me talking?
No,
about
I never am.
You're not. No. No. Okay.
It's one of my most favourite awkward things to talk to you about.
Is it? LLL.
Yeah.
Lilo. What's
Lilo?
Lilo.
Yeah.
Lilo. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
Is she a good kisser?
Well, she. I think she kind of told me what good kissing was. Do you remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
over to you, Tom.
I have never. Does that mean I a pickled onion or I don't?
Oh, I get a pickled onion.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay, for that.
Apart from Dougie and Danny. Danny snogs me my shows on my neck.
Mm-hmm. Every show.
Why?
So you get carried away really in the know. Moment it's and your moment. Adrenaline's going and before you...
And you, Scott?
This
is whether or not you'd call them a celebrity, isn't it?
Scott, come on.
To be fair, I don't think I would call them a celebrity. So I'm going to say I haven't.
Come on.
We'll be the judge of this, Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I have never snogged a non-celebrity, so who's that person you're talking about, Scott?
I don't really think... We haven't asked Dougie yet.
Got music's run out.
Didn't feel the same silent, did it?
No, I hated it.
Really awkward, didn't it?
Really awkward. Yeah. I'm really glad you mentioned the music coming back on. Thank you very much, Danny. Dougie Poynter.
I snogged that chick from Loose Women.
Who?
And that was another one at GAY.
Carol McGiffin.
I thought you were going to say Jay McDonald.
No, Carol McGiffin.
Carol.
No. So Dougie thought like it was going to be a kind of stage kiss, like a peck on the lips. But she
went for it.
She properly went
and
for
everything.
It, yeah.
She.
Yeah.
You can see the picture. She's like.
Anyway, that was a good one.
And
I still
what
haven't
about
answered
yourself.
More.
I mean, that's about you.
One Direction have got a new song out.
You snogged One Direction?
No.
It's hinting.
And it's called Little Things. You didn't have anything to do with this one. It was Ed Sheeran, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. No.
Which one do you?
We wrote one called I Would.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the album, which is out soon.
I Would.
And also...
Irresistible.
Yeah.
The American
We love
album.
Them boys. We love them boys.
Yeah. I saw them last night, actually. They send their love.
Yeah,
they're
good. They send their love, yeah?
Is that where you snogged them?
The Scott Mills Daily. Becky has got a new favourite thing which she wants to share.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a little mini show and tell, really.
It is.
Do we get brass for it?
This is a show and tell, like off of school, where someone, you know, just brings something along and wants to share it because they find it so joyful.
It's a radio show that I was listening to last night. I had Jo Wiley on Radio 2, and she finished, and then she handed over to this bloke called Nigel. And I thought, all right, OK.
So you don't get that so much on Radio 1, do you?
No. So Nigel came on.
Coming up next, Nigel.
Coming next, Malcolm.
Welcome along.
Do you know what? No offence to Nigel, but I was about to turn it off, and then he started playing... the most amazing music.
So you've never heard this before last night?
And it all sounds like Barry Morgan and his organ. Do you remember from Edinburgh?
From the Edinburgh Festival. Hi, guys. Barry Morgan here.
It's a whole programme with Barry Morgan.
I love him. If you don't know who Barry Morgan is, it must still be on the Radio 1 website. Just look up Barry Morgan and his world of organs. We had him on the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. And actually, he was one of my highlight acts of the week.
I'll put it on Facebook now if you want.
Let's do that. Yeah. In case you're not aware of Barry Morgan.
No, I don't think this is Barry playing all these tracks.
But it sounds like.
But it sounds so much like him, it's brilliant.
So this is the music that you were listening to last night.
There's a whole hour of this.
Just organ music. How often's it on?
I think once a week.
It does make you feel quite happy, though.
They don't really accommodate this kind of music on Radio 1, do they? There's not a show for it.
No.
Yet.
It's like all the hits, just played on an organ.
I like it.
And this comes straight after Jo Wiley.
Is there talking in between, or is it...
Yeah, he does a bit, but not much. There's so much innuendo bingo in this programme.
What, because he's talking about his organ all the time?
Yeah.
do, you f- I feel like I'm on the end of the pier. Yes. A whole hour, you say?
Yes.
God.
It's better than New Tricks, isn't it?
Did you listen for the whole hour?
I might have done. BBC Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. But Fly is still here.
Yeah.
And we're having a lovely time. More games, guys. We're going to do this thing that we do every day called Real or No Real. Basically, there's some amazing facts, right, that you will want to tell your mates down the pub.
We played this on the stag do.
We played Lie or Nor Lie.
Yeah.
Lie or Nor Lie. Yeah.
Are you accusing me of nicking your game?
Sorry, carry on.
So some of them blatantly made up. Some of them are actual real. You just tell me real or no real.
Yes. This is going to be a big one to keep scores on, Chris. So are you all right for this?
Okay.
I like this backing track.
I've got a selection of quite groovy beds, haven't I?
Hollyoaks or something.
Groovy beds.
Okay, right. This is an example from yesterday's show. Okay, so the first one.
Songs of Praise are launching a late-night BBC Three spin-off called Songs of Praise, Too Hot for TV.
So, and that one was no real. That wasn't real. So you just listen to the facts. Some of them blatantly made up. Some of them are real. You just tell me real or no real. We'll go around.
All right. Then.
Can everyone hear?
Yes.
We can now. Sorry, we have headphones now.
I like it you're having to share. BBC
That's how we end up touching tongues.
Okay, here we go. Real or no real, this.
In the 1600s, the word nuts actually referred to any place of pleasure.
In the 1600s?
Doug, this seems
definitely, yeah.
This seems like your kind of question, Doug.
I don't think that is real.
You're saying no real?
Why? No real.
Why?
Nuts is a place of pleasure, did he say?
You want to hear it again?
In the 16th century.
In the 1600s, the word nuts actually referred to any place of pleasure.
I'm going to go not real.
Place of pleasure?
Real. Are we on teams here? Is it me and Danny versus Tom and Dougie?
Yeah, no, let's do that. Thanks.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Me and Doug. Me and Doug going to go no.
No real.
No real.
Me and Danny are saying real.
Okay,
real.
Thanks for organising that.
That's
better,
all right.
Because actually I was all over the place then.
That one is real.
Yes!
Dougie!
How does that work? We're going to the nuts.
No, I thought, I thought, somewhere where you're touched is a place of pleasure.
I thought it was like...
If you touch me on the knee, it's really nuts.
Well, I thought it was like, mate, we're going to this place tonight, mate, it's the nuts.
No.
Whatever, anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. And here's your next one. Think about it.
As an apology for ABBA, Sweden donates a Christmas tree to Rotherham every December.
Why Rotherham?
As an apology for ABBA.
Because
to say sorry.
We apologise.
Yeah.
I love ABBA.
You can never apologise for ABBA.
I agree.
They're amazing.
But
they
do.
And
they send it to Rotherham.
Yeah, Waterloo.
Waterloo, not Rotherham.
That's one of my...
Rotherham.
What a mistake to send Christmas trees.
As an apology for ABBA, Sweden donates a Christmas tree to Rotherham every December.
That's a good one.
Wait, Sweden? What, the Prime Minister, President of Sweden?
Yeah, to say, look, sorry.
It can't be real, can it?
Is that
or is this one of those ones where it's
do they really hate ABBA in that place?
They must have complained a lot about
Maybe
ABBA.
There's just a load of haters for ABBA in Rotherham, I don't know.
Maybe. Go on, what are you guys going for?
I'm going... Not real, and I hope it's not.
What are we going for? Should we say real?
It's real.
We're going real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Harry and Danny doing well.
Doggy.
And next.
7 people died by drowning in 300,000 gallons of spilled beer during the London beer flood of 1814.
1814? The London beer flood?
I think that's real.
You're going to go real?
How many people did he say?
Let's hear it again.
7 people died by drowning in 300,000 gallons of spilled beer during the London beer flood of 1814.
Real or no real?
I reckon that's real.
Real.
So Tom and Doug are saying
real.
London beer flood.
Harry and Danny.
The beer flood. The great London beer flood.
No, real Danny. Come on. Seriously, you would have heard of that.
How do you think they put out the Great Fire of London?
we would have heard that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, no real.
That one is real.
Yeah! Yes!
I can't believe you've never heard of the Great London Beer Flood of 1814.
Why don't they teach that in school?
I don't know, but they should.
That's a classic.
Drink awareness.
And next.
Before the erection of London Bridge, the Romans used an enormous catapult to launch townsfolk over the Thames.
Oh, my God.
I really hope that's real. That's brilliant.
Hang on, I could think of, what's it, Prince of Thieves, you know, when Robin Hood gets catapulted over the castle.
What date are we talking here? Would you like to hear it again,
yes,
Danny
please.
Jones?
Thank you.
Before the erection of London Bridge, the Romans used an enormous catapult to launch townsfolk over the Thames.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I just want to say real, because that'd be awesome if it was real.
Okay, so you're saying real?
I want to win, so I'm being...
Make a collective decision, please,
my
team.
My teammate's just giggling at the word erection.
I know. Before or after the erection?
This is how the Henry Hoover incident started.
It really is.
Let's say real.
It's quite a long way.
Are we going for real?
Hold on. It's quite a long way. They would not survive that, would they?
No real, like, Danny. No real.
They wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, we're going real, because they might have been wearing hay suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
And on fire as well.
At the same time.
That one is no real.
Oh! Oh. So close.
Oh. And one more.
Keith Chegwin was voted the 18th most influential man in the United States in 1992. The same year, Paul Daniels was 27th.
Was 27th.
I never knew Cheggers made it in America.
Is it the same Cheggers? Could it be another Cheggers who's very influential?
There's only one Keith Chegwin.
There is only one Keith Chegwin. You're right there. We're going to go with no real on this, aren't we?
I think real.
Doesn't matter, we won anyway, mate.
So. Oh, cool. So,
I'm out.
I'm not answering this. Whatever.
That one is no real.
Oh, poor Cheggers. I wanted that to be real.
What did we say? No real?
He said, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
We win!
So, at the end of that, thanks, Chris, for that. Cheers, yeah. Harry and Danny have 30 points. Woo-hoo. Dougie and Tom, 20.
Yeah.
Victorious. Oh, well that, done. Well high done. Fives. Thanks for watching us on the cameras. Thanks for listening to us on Radio 1. McFly, good luck with the tour. Good luck with Memory Lane. Good luck with Love Is Easy. And thank you for being lovely as always. And thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you for having us.
Always lots of fun. Thanks,
guys. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
So that was Wednesday's show. Join us live on Radio 1 tomorrow between 1 and 4 when the man from Owl City will be with us, Adam. And we'll play Innuendo Bingo. Or just get the podcast.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Free.